look high. I'm not high. I'm completely sober, but I just woke up.
Yep.
So good on you, dude. Good on you, dude. If you're high as fuck.
Yeah. So good morning, good morning. We're here to talk about the new kittens we just got. Because they here, and they attack my feet. I don't know why.
So this one is Chestnut.
Oh, you gotta get Rocco. Give me Rocco.
Give me Rocco.
Oh, no, we woke you up. I'm sorry.
And this one is Rocco.
Okay. They're buttholes.
They're about 4.5 weeks old. Mm-hmm. We found them in the bushes.
That sounds so terrible.
Well, it's true. That's where we found them. I made pot ramen yesterday and I think it's going to change the world.
That's good. I haven't had that in a while. We used to like make at home like homemade ramen. That shit was good. I don't mean like we make the fucking egg and the flour and the water and the noodle. No, we don't do that. But what we do, we go ahead and go to our local Asian restaurant, or not restaurant, local grocery store, Asian grocery store. We get some of their pre-made ramen, and we buy up a bunch of their ingredients. Man, that should change your life.
It does indeed.
And it's a whole lot more filling than like
I gained a lot of weight eating ramen.
I don't think you did. It was a whole lot of soup. You peed a whole lot. It was pretty good for me.
So. I don't know what else to talk about.
Well, there's plenty we can talk about. So, we're going to not talk about politics today. That's all over this place. What could we got? What do we got? What do we got? Other than the cats and how we came about them. Oh, I already talked about my military adventure.
Oh, okay. I could talk about my adventure. So, this past weekend, I was actually going to my cousin's 8th grade graduation party. So, graduated 8th grade, going to high school. In America, a lot of people actually graduate middle school and then go to high school. Mm-hmm. It's a tradition in most areas, not all, but most. So, we celebrated that for him, and all we went to Erie, and we had a great time.
Okay.
There was a seafood boil my aunt made. That was really good. And then the one part that threw me off, right? Hello.
Hey. Morning, good morning.
Was we had this guy who got way too drunk at the party. And he leaves like on the phone or whatever, like arguing, whatever, right? And he comes back. And out of nowhere, he's just like, yeah. Woo! We're like, what is he so happy about? He's like, yeah. He's like, I'm sorry, y'all. I don't mean to be super excited, but I just got 22s on my truck. I'm like, okay. Like,
22s, 23, 22s.
I don't know what to tell you about that.
Oh,
man. He's like, I mean, you know, I'm real sorry, but I just got 22s. I don't think you understand how long I've been waiting on these 22s. Like, this isn't even a party about you and your 22s. Like, here's the crazy part. We went out there. This was the dustiest 22s I have ever seen in my entire existence.
What cheese?
Cheese.
Kitties?
No, cheese.
Cheese.
I never thought my person
would want cheese. We'll go get some cheese later. Hold on.
So, that was funny. But what made the night
not right now.
Was what happened before we left.
No, you're not getting up here.
Before we left, we saw a drug deal go down.
No, you gotta wait.
Now, I'm not a drug deal person. I don't do drugs. I don't sell them. I don't know. And, well, I know people who do. We're not gonna talk about those people. But, you know, I don't dabble in that lifestyle. But I have seen drug deals go down, good and bad. But I would have to say, of the ones I've seen...
The most comical one that should have been on fucking Reno 911?
That was the most comical... And most horribly badly done drug deal to ever be done on the face of planet Earth.
You know something that would be amazing? If he just did like a comical walk over. Hello,
and
sir!
Damn near dead. Like he walked up. It was a white boy.
Can I offer your finest crack?
Like he was like the baddest man in town. Like he was, couldn't touch him. He wasn't. He had these, like, cargo shorts on and one of those, like, anarchist shirts and a fucking bandana around his face, I guess, to go into the store. So he comes, he walks in, nothing in pocket, comes out. It looks like he does, he just did a 20-second procedure to enlarge his penis. And he's holding his, like, ball sacks, like, right here. What the fuck? And me and my mom, we're sitting in the car, and what I'm just like... What, are you
still lunch meat or something?
I don't know. So we're all sitting in the car, we're like, why is he holding his shit like that? Like,
I got this petroleum jelly I just took from the supermarket.
So, right, so then he walks up to the side, and he walks up on this comic... Like, it's almost comical how bad this dude portrayed a crackhead. Like, it was fucking horrible. And you can see, now, this is nighttime, so everybody's high beams are on, you know, to get to the store and to get around. So he's standing right there. There's all these cars. And he's standing right in front of the fucking high beams, in front of the fucking store, and does the drug deal. And he does it as obvious as shit. He's like, yeah.
Don't forget, you gotta go get diapers today.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah. He digs, I guess he digs in his pants. He's like, yeah, I got you. I'm like, nigga, what the hell was that?
My feelings.
Like, it was so bad. It was, like, sick. And I was like, this cannot be a real drug. There's no way in hell this is real. This has to be, like, some comedy show that somebody's recorded. Like, this is not real. It was real. It was legit. Like, that was the way he sold drugs. I was like, yo, that is horrible. Like, usually when somebody sells drugs, you get the drugs and you dap it up and then y'all dip. Y'all leave. There's no, there's nothing else. And usually when you do do it, you do it in a secluded area where can't nobody see you let it go down.
There's like ninja hand signs involved with it. So you're, whew, and then the drugs exactly. pop up in your back pocket.
No, this nigga digs right down hits his drawers. Like, everybody's sitting in the car like, really, sir? That's what we're doing?
It was like a drive-in movie of a bad drug deal.
Bad drug deal. What made it worse was when the crackhead got the drugs, he turned from a crackhead to a regular nigga. He, like, bebopped until he couldn't see the white, then he was like, yeah, I got the drugs! And the cop came like, yo, wow, this is horrible. So the cop came.
Oh, so it was a setup.
It was a setup.
No wonder.
It was so bad. I was like, fucking wonder. Yo. We didn't know it was a setup until we saw the cop chasing the dude. The cop and the dude ran like Forrest Gump.
Damn.
It was so bad.
Did he get the money back? Like, does the cop get the money back from that? How does that work?
The cop catches... The cop's goal is to catch the drugs and the money.
They're running now. Holy crap, they're active. They gallop with their butts in the air.
So... He's chasing after the dude. The dude falls like a white girl in a scary movie. And still... We're doing fine.
Thanks for asking.
We're good. I'm telling a story about the world's worst drug deal gone bad.
Yeah, and it's just going down a rabbit hole that you can't recover from. How are you?
Yeah,
how are you? How is the VULs in the well, Del Toseo?
I'm
allowed to be. Hey, I'm allowed to be this weird.
And if you know any bad drug deals, you can talk about them too.
That's great.
This one.
That cat food is strong. It smells like lunch meat and like Vienna sausages. Oh no, that's you. Oh wow. That came out your back end? Oh god.
Boo boo.
He ate. He was full.
We have to take out that litter. But yeah. Oh god. Yeah, we
gotta
take
that
out.
Jesus. Yeah, see? It just hits you. That's why his ass was being greedy. He ate that whole can. That he crushed the whole can by himself. He said to him, with you, brother, you gonna starve.
But anyway, so he falls and he gets up.
What type of doo-doo you have?
And I just realized my fucking face. Oh, God. Wow. But,
this is a serious dude from a little man. He's palm-sized.
Let me finish the story.
All right, my bad. All right, my bad.
Yeah, like, they chase him, and he falls, and they finally get the bag. Like, they get the bag with, it looks like he had a monster, some drawers, and some socks in his fucking bag, and maybe some money.
What?
The dude ran off with the drawers still in his nut, with the drugs still in his nutsack. I'm like, ew. So as we were leaving Erie, my mom was like,
he's an innovator.
I don't know how, I was like, look, I don't know how he got away. And I was like, look, whoever his plug is, he needs to be fired. He needs to be fired. Like, fire him. Like, he's going to get you caught the fuck up. He cannot sell drugs discreetly, and he is a horrible runner if he does get caught. You need to fire that man. Send him back to charter school. Give him back his uniform. No. He is not a drug dealer.
What's that the old college from back in the day where everybody used to go to? Is that Everest?
Yeah, send that nigga back to Everest. Send him back to Everest. Send him back to Gannon, Edinburgh, whatever the fuck you stole that young man from. Send him back.
That shit was funny as hell. Yo, those are the second water type of Everest commercial. There's one that's just hilarious. I'm going to show you this, man. Nope, wrong keyboard. That's the word keyboard. Yep. Average college commercial. Oh, the college parody. That's it. Yo.
Hood variant?
Yeah. I got you. Watch out. I wore rubber that night. Dope chopping. Yeah, I'm gonna share this with y'all.
Watch this. When you like a junior lawyer, you mean paralegal? Yeah. Oh, smart ass community college nigga like that. Don't you want to do something with your life? All you do is smoke Screamo all day. You don't take care of your kids, nigga. You strip all night. I'm studying gynecology. Yes, ladies, I specialize in ovarian observations. And your boy do free pap smears and mammograms on the 1st and 15th and rolling in Everest. Up my pimp game 2,000%, nigga. There's some cool bitches at this motherfucker. And check this out. They all got low self-esteem. You got cool-ass black bras, busted down snow bunnies, white screen hair, dog smelling bitches and shit. You got some motherfucking cool-ass Latinas with nice asses and lips and titties is ready to fuck. Me amo esa verga de puro. Yo tengo más grande verga de todos. You remember that bad light skin bitch Sierra from the commercial? The one that kind of looked like Felicia Keys? You boy fucked that bitch, nigga. Nigga, true shit, I ain't lying. Skeeted her up, nigga, all over her face. Nigga, I was dropping balls in that hole. And if your bread ain't right, don't even trip. Because Everest College accepts all forms of payment for your tuition, nigga. Real shit, nigga. WIC, EBT, food stamps. My nigga, if you really about your grind, if you really about your paper, my nigga, you can get your motherfucking bachelor's degree in 3 months, nigga. You too can aspire to make minimum wage one day, pay for the University of Phoenix, nigga. I'm down with Everest, nigga. Everest, nigga. Everest, nigga.
Yeah. Let me tell you why that was like the dumbest thing I ever seen. That was on fucking, I think it was on a, that was on Comedy Central, right?
Yeah.
And after that guy fucking released, yo, I dead ass was like, I'm never stepping foot in an average college ever. That shit right there was fucking like gold. And that dude went on to play Black Jesus.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. Had a few good seasons. Then he's on like YouTube and TikTok now. I don't know why he ain't on TV no more, but he's still making money. That shit was cool. How did y'all feel about the video for any of y'all who watched it? Tell me your thoughts about it.
Nigga, goofball.
That was great. What do you mean? That was hilarious.
Excuse my hair wrap. I just woke up. It did not do anything with my head this morning.
Nope.
So.
We just kind of just woke up and did our thing. It's all good. I remember. What time is it?
10:49.
All right, we got to cut this thing short. I don't like making these short episodes, man.
All right. Motivated. Well, we got to go. I was up, nigga.
I was up. I cleaned the tub. I cleaned the toilet.
And you could have brought your ass downstairs and said, all right, meet me downstairs. We're about to start the show.
You know what it is. We know we do these shows. Next, let's see. We're going to try to bring something more interesting. Today was kind of like a free ball. Yeah, it was a wow. Definitely was a wow. That shit was funny. Mm-hmm. Kind of like need to bring some comical into you. Like, what he got? What you showing? Ah! damn you. He Rick rolled us. Did you exit the page? I just exit. There we go. You fucking Rick roll. Oh.
Hey, you a piece of shit for that.
You owe me a follow. I need a follow. He Rick rolled me. Oh my God.
That song was the bane of my existence all through high school. Especially when there was a video you wanted to watch and it took you directly to that man's video.
What's your dippy?
I got it.
That's get your diaper changed.
You foul for that.
Go get a diaper. So you can change your booty. Yeah, that was... That was wild. Can't believe we got Rick-rolled. I haven't got Rick-rolled in years. Woo! Yeah, though. But I love you even more if you follow me. Just give me one of those. Follow button. Be great. We be straight.
Follow! Please.
Jesus. We're like, we're in the morning.
Thank you.
But... I need to get ready for work. I need to figure out what I'm snacking on too. And you need to go grab diapers. Why do I need to go? Why do you need to go grab them? Because we was doing the show, and you're the only one here with free time for the time being. You need to. You need diapers. You want to walk around with that one? You can technically. You want to put them in drawers? We could. It'd be you if he shits in them though.
I see what
you're doing
to me.
Has to be done. Has to be done.
See how disrespectful you
are. Has to be done. it was a 16-minute show. I don't think that's long enough. That's like, what? A trip to the store, walk around the park. Something comfortable. Mm-hmm. Something, you know what I mean? Something for them to do. So, yeah. So, things I need to actually get a cork / whiteboard up here. So I can have reminders and notes and show notes because I want to do the podcast. Oh, for all those who don't know, we have a podcast. Well, yeah, we have a podcast, Love, Sex, and Gaming. We talk the same shit from here on your phone. So you don't even got to listen to us or you necessarily don't got to watch us. You can just listen to us if you feel like it.
If you're on the go, if you're busy, maybe you don't have time to sit down and watch our 17 mm-hmm. to 20 minute to an hour show.
And she... does the advertisements.
You can watch or listen on Anchor.
Anchor, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, iTunes, or
Spotify.
Apple Podcasts. We're almost everywhere. Almost. We're working on it. For everyone who has like their special preference on what they like to watch and how they like to be on it, we're almost everywhere. But for most of the people, I don't know anyone who's on Stitcher, but we're pretty much on... damn near everything. So
tune in, you know, because I know a lot of us are busy most of the time and can't sit down and watch the show. But
can't wait for this to get back to normal so I can make my extra $200 in the morning. That helps. That's lovely.
So, podcast, check it out.
Love, Sex, and Gaming. Look it up.
Anything we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
More funny stories to come.
We're the one with the Game Boy in the background.
More funny stories to come. More advice to come.
We're going to go ahead and drop some more gems on you in a moment.
So
thanks
for watching. You guys have a great day or night.
Gotta teach you how to edit this. Alright, so what you want to do? Because now I gotta teach you this, so don't mind. See that end button on the phone? I need you to press it. Beep. Now press end and say bye-bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
There we go. And that's it. Then hit save. That's it. I hate these people. I hate you. You ruin my life. And all you do is want to suck my dick until I'm dry. Oh my God. Oh, whoops. I still have the camera on for this one.